I'm the Reverend Jack Kramer Huerman. I'm a born and raised person from the state of Illinois. I'm a graduate of this university. I'm an alumnus. I have a degree from this university in philosophy and history. I'm a donor to this university. I'm a member and officer in one of the booster clubs. I'm a season ticket holder for the women's volleyball. And I believe that it's time to retire Chief Alinawick. I grew up in a county that was 100% European American. I attended a high school that's identity was the Red Raiders. I played sports in a conference that had a team named the Pekin Chinks. And I found this university to be a very important place for me, where I grew in my understanding of cultural diversity and inclusivity. Many people have talked about Chief Alinawick as an honored and revered symbol, or an honored and sacred symbol. As a person whose profession is in the religious community, I think I know something about such symbols. And I have listened carefully to my Native American brothers and sisters who are a part of the United Methodist Church and of other faith communities. And they have reminded me about honored and revered symbols, about honored and sacred symbols, in terms of their authenticity, how and where the symbol is displayed, and the unity and pride that it represents as a way to recognize those that are truly honored and revered, our honored and sacred symbols. Questions have been brought up all day long that remind us to really consider the authenticity of Chief Alinawick. From the music that is used, from the dance steps that are used, to the costume that is a part of it. That symbol raises some serious questions about its authenticity. How and where that symbol is displayed. I have seen it on lampshades, I have seen it on posters, I have seen it on schedules of sporting events. I know various places where that symbol is displayed, and sometimes it does not say much in terms of being honored and revered. And many of today have addressed the questions of whether or not the symbol brings unity and pride to this community. As to the issue of political correctness, sometimes we have to overcome our tendency to exclude, our prejudice and our racism, not based on a set of votes, but because it is simply the right and just and wise choice. In the county where I was raised, it was not considered offensive to not have any other ethnic groups as a part of the population of that county. It was acceptable to have a high school with a team named the Pekin Chinks, and nobody saw anything wrong with that. But it was not the just and right and fair thing to do. Many of you are familiar with Rotary, are involved in Rotary, and I want to remind us of the Rotary four-way test as I conclude these remarks. The Rotary four-way test says, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendship? Will it be beneficial to all concerned? I ask you, as you consider the possibility of retiring this honored and revered symbol, Chief Alinawick, what is the truth of this? What would be fair to all concerned? What builds goodwill and better friendships? And what is the beneficiality that could come out for our Native American brothers and sisters? Thank you.